भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from the Canto 6, Chapter 4. The title is called the Hansa Guhya Prayers, and the text number 31. Yachaktayo, yachaktayo vadatam vadinam vai. Vivada samvada bubo bhavanti kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne yakchaktayo vadatam vadinam vai Vivada sambada bubo bhavanti kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne yak chaktayo vadatan vadinam vai Vivada sambada bubo bhavanti kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne Chakchaktayo vadatam vadinam vayam Vipada sambada bubo bhavanti Kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham Tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne Vivada sambada bubo bhavanti Kurvanti chai san muhuratma moham Tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne Kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham Tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne Yakchaktayo vadatam vadinam vai Vivada samvada bubo bhavanti Kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham Tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne Yakchaktayo vadatam vadinam Vivada sambada bubo bhavanti Kurvanti chai san muhur atma moham Tasmai namo anantam gunaya bhumne Yachaktayo vadatam vadinam vai Vivada sambada bubo bhavanti. Kurvanti chaisan muhur atma moham. Tasmai namo ananta gunaya bhumne. Yat saktaya, whose multifarious potencies, vadatam, speaking, different philosophies, vadinam, or the speakers, vai, indeed, vivada, of argument, samvada, an agreement, bhuva, the causes, bhavanti, are, kurvanti, create, cha, and, esham, of them, the theorists, muhu, continuously, atmamoham, bewilderment, regarding the existence of the soul, Tasmai, and to him, Nama, my respectful obeisances, Ananta, unlimited, Gunaya, possessing transcendental attributes, Bhumne, the all-pervading Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-pervading, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, acting from within the cores of the hearts of all philosophers who propagate various views. He caused them to forget their own souls, while sometimes agreeing and sometimes disagreeing among themselves. Thus he creates, within this material world, a situation in which they are unable to come to a conclusion. I offer my humble obeisances unto him. Purport. Since time immemorial, or since the creation of the cosmic manifestation, the conditioned souls have formed various parties of philosophical speculation. But this is not true of the devotees. Non-devotees have different ideas of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and therefore they are called vadis and prativadis, proponents and counter-proponents. It is understood from the statement of Mahabharata that there are many munis or speculators. Tarqua pratista sutayo vivina, Nasar Rishijasya Matam Navinam. All speculators must disagree with other speculators. Otherwise, why should there be so many opposing parties concerned with ascertaining the supreme cause? Philosophy means finding the ultimate cause, as Vedanta Sutra very reasonable says, Atato Brahma Jinyasa. Human life is meant for understanding the ultimate cause. The devotees accept that the ultimate cause is Krishna because this conclusion is supported by all Vedic literatures and also by Krishna himself, who says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, I'm the source of everything. Devotees have no problem understanding the ultimate cause of everything, but non-devotees must face many opposing elements, because everyone who wants to be a prominent philosopher invents his own way. In India, there are many parties of philosophers, such as the Dvaitavadis, Advaitavadis, Vaisheshikas, Mimamsakas, Mayavadis, and Swabhavavadis. And each of them opposes the others. Similarly, in the Western countries there are also many philosophers with different views of creation life maintenance and annihilation. Thus, it is undoubtedly a fact that there are countless philosophers throughout the world, each of them contradicting the others. Now, one may ask, why there are so many philosophers if the ultimate goal of philosophy is one? Undoubtedly, the ultimate cause is one, the Supreme Brahman. As Arjuna told Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 10:12, Param Brahma Parandama Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purushan Saswatam Divyam Adidevanajam Vibhum. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primeval God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. Non-devotee speculators, however, do not accept an ultimate cause, sarva karana karanam, because they are ignorant and bewildered concerning the soul and its activities, even though some of them have a vague idea of the soul. Many controversies arise, and the philosophical speculators can never reach a conclusion. All of these speculators are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 16, 19, and 20, Tanaham dvishata karum, tamaham dvishata kruram, samsaresu naradaman, Shipani ayasran asuvan asuris eva yonishu asurin janin apana mudha janmani janmani mam aprapyaiva konteya tato yantya damam gatim. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demonious species of life, attaining repeated birth among the species of demoniac life. Such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. Because of their envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, non-devotees are born in demoniac families life after life. They are great offenders, and because of their offense, the Supreme Lord keeps them always bewildered. Kurvanti chaisan muhur atma moham. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, purposely keeps them in darkness, atma moham. The great authority Parasara, the father of Vyasadev, explained the Supreme Personality of Godhead thus: Jnana shakti balaisvarya virya tejansi aseshata bhagavat chabda vachyanti Vina Keyer Gunadivi. The demoniac speculators cannot understand the transcendental qualities, form, pastimes, strength, knowledge, and opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which are all free from material contamination. Vina Keyer Gunadivi. These speculators are envious of the existence of the Lord, Jagat Ahur Anishwaram. Their conclusion is that the entire cosmic manifestation has no controller, but is just working naturally. Thus they are kept in constant darkness, birth after birth, and cannot understand the real cause of all causes. This is the reason why there are so many schools of philosophical speculation. So, translation of the verse: let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, acting from within the cores of the hearts of all philosophers who propagate various views. He caused them to forget their own souls, while sometimes agreeing and sometimes disagreeing among themselves. Thus he creates within this material world a situation in which they are unable to come to a conclusion. I offer my obeisances unto him. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Gaur Govinda Swami Tinamine ನಮ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ತಾಯ ಮುತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ತಿನವಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚರಿನೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾರಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯಾದಿ ಸತಾರಿನೆ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಚಲಂ ಪಂಗೂನ್ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃಪಾತ್ ಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ. Thank you. So, this is a very interesting verse, a little bit complicated. So many philosophers, dry philosophers, a lot of speculators, many atheists. So how does this actually started? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna and Uddhava have a conversation. Uddhava is asking to Lord Krishna, he says, "My dear Lord Krishna, there are many learned great sages who explain varieties of philosophies. They propound different philosophies. Can you tell me which one is like the best? Are they all equal, or there's one supreme to the other ones?" He says, "You clearly explain that devotional service is like the highest thing for all those devotees who give up all their material desires." So he's asking this question. He says, many different views, many different points of presentations for perfecting one's life. So which one, which is the best? Which process is the best? And then Lord Krishna mentions that, he says, "In the beginning I instructed Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma instructed Lord Manu. Manu instructed these teachings to the great sages, beginning by Bhrigu, Atri, Pulatsya, Bulaha, Kratu, Angira, and many other ones. Then, in turn, demigods, demons, human beings, Guhyakas, Kinaras, Devas, Kimpurushas, and so many other ones." He said that this knowledge was coming down, and because of the different varieties of natures and different varieties of desires, many processes of worship and worship and views were there. He said, then he also said, "Manmaya mohita diya, purusha purusharshava, shreya shreya vada anekanta, yata ruchi tata kama. He said that, he says, "Oh, best among men," he says, "human beings are bewildered due to my illusory potency." He says that many of them, they speak in different ways. For example, people who think that whatever is best for them is best for everybody. That's the common understanding. What is good for me is good for everybody. So they speak in different varieties of multifarious ways. And whatever kind of work they do, they think that's the best also. So they try to convince other people who are also whimsically. It's a whimsical way to propagate their whims. So in this way, due to the varieties of desires and natures, these philosophers were created. So what to do? Actually, the main point, he said, all these philosophers, all these people, all these speculators, it's difficult for them to understand me. They want to be happy, but they try to find their own way to be happy. Only the pure devotees, only the devotees of the Lord, who who engage themselves 100% in the service can understand me. He says, Nasadayati manyogu, nasankyan dharmanudava, nasuadayasta pastyago, yato bhaktir mamurjita. I cannot be understood by tapasyas, by austerities. I cannot be understood by those people engaged in studying the Vedas. I can only be understood by pure devotional service. So all those other people who engage themselves in different understandings and who they say that happiness can be found through austerities, through penances, through being truthful to political things, to many different views there. So it's interesting to see that the path of devotional service is being clear here. Vasudeva Uddhava is making sure that the devotional service is the highest, that there's no other path to understand Krishna. And just like devotional service, just like Prabhupada mentions in one lecture, he says that it's just like mango. He says mango is very good, it's very tasted. It's tasted by all different kinds of people. Ripe mango, green mango, he says is good. Mango, he says, is the king of fruits. So similarly, devotional service is the king of all process of devotional service. He says, devotional service is the king of all process of self-realization. So, as far as following, for the devotees, we don't have to worry about this because it's already the path is already being cleared up for us. Srila Prabhupada, we often pray, Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Satarine. We offer our respectful obeisances unto our spiritual master, servant of Sarasvati, who came to the Western world to preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and free us from this Sunyavari, from this impersonalist philosophy. So we're very fortunate. Sometimes Prabhupada says we don't have to listen to these speculators, philosophers. He says we listen to the liberated souls. We never take advice from ordinary people. For those people who are affected by these four defects, like the propensity to cheat, the propensity to be an illusion, those who cannot control their senses, and which is the other one? Commit mistakes. So we listen to Sukadeva Goswami, we listen to Vyasadeva, we listen to the Six Goswamis, and of course we listen to Srila Prabhupada. So that is our position as devotees. We don't have to go through all this, we don't have to speculate. Everything is clear there. Just as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says that by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an ignorant child, even a foolish child, can cross the ocean, can swim the ocean of inconclusive truth, and be saved from these crocodiles, sharks, animals, like philosophers. So we have that advantage. We don't have to worry about all those. We're actually very fortunate to have this understanding. But it requires, of course, for the mass of people, for ourselves to have some humility there. Because that demoniac mentality begins by pride, from being thinking that you know everything, that you don't need anyone, that you want to be independent, that you know everything. We experience that many times with people when we try to present our books, and they say, no, I'm self-realized. I already discovered myself. No, I don't need this. Everything is fine for me. So how to do then? What to do? We just have to be compassionate. We just have to imbibe the teachings of our predecessors and see how they presented, how nicely, with conviction, with purity, with knowledge, and with a lot of respect to the people understanding their position, because we know that they are in illusion, and we are very fortunate that we have this wisdom, this knowledge. So with care, with respect, we approach them out of compassion. So compassion is needed. This is what is missing. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of compassion. And beginning by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the embodiment of compassion. And that's why in his stanzas he says, Trinara pisunichena, tarora pisahinuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. And many other ones like, what is the other one? There's another in the Shastaka. Ainanda tanuya kinkaram patitamam vishameva bambudo kripaya tava pada pankaya stitadule sadisam vichintaye. So yes, that's our position. We're humble servants of Krishna. Please, he says, O son of Nanda Maharaj, please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. And if we keep that attitude, if we maintain ourselves in that position, it's possible for us to understand. Otherwise, we'll be like the puffed up, arrogant people who think themselves to the knowledge of everything. Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Rama says, Yanyara Vindaksha Vimukta Manina Aruhya Krishi Payastavavar Avisuda Budayo Aruhya Krishena Parampadantato Patante Adoy. Anadi? Yes. So they think themselves to be really elevated. They think themselves to be the ones who know everything. They feel liberated. But actually, they're so unfortunate. Why? Because they haven't accepted the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is the situation of the impersonalist Mayavadis who want to be independent of the Supreme Lord. And for the devotees who always wants to serve the Lord, they can see the form, they can touch the form of the Lord, they can taste the Lord in everything, wherever they go. They see just the Lord. And this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so good that he's offering the opportunity to everyone to taste, to dance, to chant, to eat the remnants of prasadam of the Lord. And in that way we get purified. So we were just fortunate that we had a great festival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everything that we experienced was just bliss. And everybody who participated was happy. And we wish we could have a festival like that every day. Why not? Every day. Everybody was so happy. There's no other philosophers. There's no speculations. There's no my party, your party, my group, my this, nothing. There were no personal agenda. It was just the Lord. The Lord's glorification. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And we still have another festival coming, and that's going to be in Laguna Beach. So if we want to participate, we should just not cancel any other activity that we might have there and put it aside. And let's go and taste the holy name. So this is our only salvation. This is our only, grace, our only solace. And thank you very much. If anybody wants to make a comment, and if anybody has some philosophical question, Archie that will answer that. Say, Prabhu. This sloka was Daksha's prayers. He's glorifying the Supreme Lord in different ways. He's making sure that everybody understands that Krishna is everything. The devotional service to Krishna is the only thing. Anything else, just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says in the Vedas, they speak only of three things. He says, the relationship of the living entity with Krishna, acting in that understanding is the second one, and the third is achieving love of God. Anybody else who propounds any other philosophy, he is deluding himself. He's speculating and he's an illusion. So the Vedas only narrow to three things: establishing a relationship with Krishna, acting in that understanding, and achieving love of God. If anybody else propounds another understanding, then he's an illusion, he's bewildered, he'll go down. Yes, Prabhu? Yes?
This question is from Dave. He says, if one mentally accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but acts demonically, what is his position?
One person accepts the Lord.
If one mentally accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but acts demonically, what is his position? What is his position?
It will take him millions and millions and millions of years to be able to understand. In one sense, it's just like devotees who chant Hare Krishna, and sometimes it is said that for many reasons they commit a lot of sinful activities. But sometimes they should never give up the chanting of the holy name, because eventually sometime they will go, but it will take who knows how many kalpas of years. Just like, for example, sometimes I don't know if we can use this verse, Pantastuko Tisatavatsara Sampragamyam Vayoratapi Manaso Munipungamanyam Swapyaste Yat Praparisintya Vichinta Tatve Govinda Nadipurushanta Mahamvayami. Many people speculate, there's so many things. It's also kind of like a demoniac in one sense, not to be able to actually accept the words of the Lord directly, and just you save yourself from so many problems. But somebody wants to invent their process or do other things, a separate agenda. What happens? Millions and trillions of kalpas. Anybody else wants to respond that? Can't so believe in Krishna. So you can become a great, not just a small demon, but a big demon, so Krishna can come and kill you. That would be like the saving grace. Then a person will be very fortunate, actually. Not every demon is killed by Krishna, only those who are really great, who are constantly thinking of him. Small demons, Krishna doesn't waste his time. Mother Nature takes care of them.
Well, there's also the example that Prabhupada gave about there's this one person. He wasn't one of his disciples. He was some elderly Indian gentleman or something, and he was saying that, you know, what's the position of an educated person who acts foolishly? And Prabhupada said, he's not educated. He said, no. But what's the position of somebody who, you know, has some, you know, good education, but despite that good education, they still act foolishly? And Prabhupada said, then they have no education. You know, because the point Prabhupada is making is that somebody who's educated doesn't act foolishly. Similarly, somebody who completely accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a favorable mood doesn't act demonically.
Arjita.
It's actually a very good question, because it pertains directly to our situation. Prabhupada said the difference between his disciples and the average Indian back then, when in the 70s when Prabhupada was preaching, 60s and 70s, is that the average Indian, they claim they know Krishna, but they're just doing all nonsense. Whereas the devotees, the disciples in the West, they didn't know anything about Krishna. On the strength of Prabhupada's presentation, they accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, they still had bad habits left over from, you know, the previous existence. And so it takes some time to get rid of those. But he said, just because they're doing what I ask them to do, because they're following me, doing what I tell them to do, then they're better than these Indians who claim that they know Krishna. So this is the point of the question, that most of us, as soon as we came in contact with Prabhupada, we accepted, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because of that, immediately all the bad habits fell away. But in the core of the heart, the change hadn't taken place yet. So of course there's going to be some slipping and sliding, some backstepping like that. But just because on the strength of the presentation of a pure devotee, you accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then your future is completely bright. Even if immediately there's some slipping and sliding and backstepping, that's okay. That will go away as long as you remain attached to that concept that on the strength of the presentation of a pure devotee, I accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then your future is completely bright. It may not take kalpas. It may take a lifetime or two. Or it may be the end of this life. We have experienced so many devotees. They came, they left, and somehow or other by Krishna's mercy, at the end of their lives, they came back and they passed in a glorious way, surrounded by other devotees. So it may not take kalpas, it may not even take lifetimes. It depends on the particular situation.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. You mentioned that one of the most important things as devotees, you explained very nicely how the different philosophers, as the verse says here, are bewildered, and the difference in devotional service is that, you know, we just accept Krishna as the supreme cause of all causes. But you explained how pride is something that we have to protect ourselves from, and it seems like that's one of the most important points here, that these philosophers, because of their false pride, therefore they refuse to accept the supreme cause of all causes. So, and also you mentioned that in light of the question that was on the internet, that one, if one acts demoniacally, even though mentally he may on some level accept Krishna as God, he may have to spend millions and millions of lifetimes or years chanting Hare Krishna before he receives the proper result. So I wanted to ask you, what is the what can we do to protect ourselves, especially from that false pride, so we don't fall into that situation, since we all come from demoniac backgrounds also?
That reminds me of one of Lord Chaitanya's favorite devotee, nice devotee, Narottaman Das Thakur. He says, Goranga Karuna Koro Diyanti Nahi Najane Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. He says, my dear Lord, he said, there's nothing, no one more fallen in this triplanetary system than myself. Please be merciful to me. Give me your kindness, humility. He says, Dante Trina Corridori. Dante Trina Corridori. Gora Hetoma. He says, my dear Lord, with a straw in my teeth, I approach you with humility. Please give me some mercy. So in other words, humility. If we don't have that humility, we cannot make it. In other words, we ourselves as devotees, we have to, you know, always feel like I'm incapable. Nothing. I don't know anything. I cannot do anything. And keep yourselves always in that position. And then the Lord is ready to help you in everything, save you from the most difficult situation. If anybody thinks as devotees, that's why we have a lot of difficulties, in that I know better than you, you know, you don't know, and you don't accept any advice from anyone. If you think you know everything, you figure it out already. No. In a humble position, you ask, what do you think about this? I would like to do this. I have in my mind to do this. It can be like, I'm going to be married. I can be I'm going to do some business. I'm going to do this and that. But if you disregard thinking that you know everything, and then all the problems will be on you. But if you ask for help, everybody's ready to assist you. You know, humility is a jewel. That's why Prabhupada was so powerful in his movement. Everybody liked his profile and very knowledgeable. And humility doesn't mean just to be walking with the shoulders like this. It means that you're sure of yourself. You're sure that Krishna is going to protect you and help you. But at the same time, in dealing with devotees, you have to be very careful. That is the detrimental in path in advancement of Krishna consciousness. I'm sorry, I don't know if I answered your question. Hare Krishna. First, Srila Prabhupada.